I'll race you.
You win.
Thank you, my dear. I am a blur.
Laura, what's the matter?
Well, it's my 15th birthday, and I'm a great big zero in the babe department. I didn't get one single birthday card from a guy. I mean, I got 23 cards, 6 from relatives, and 17 from Steve Urkel.
And this one even has his face on it.
Wait, before you open it up, let me leave.
Paper page, love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. All I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. As days go by, we're gonna fill our
I'm dating 3 chicks right now, and it's getting kind of expensive with inflation.
Oh, I get it. They're not real girls. They're inflatable.
Waldo, just loan me $20 so I can take Amy to the movies.
Use your noggin, Eddie. Just put Amy in your pocket till you get into your seat. Then blow her up.
Hi.
Hey, Mother Winslow. How was your tennis game?
Great. I whipped the Fergusons in straight sets.
Ooh, doubles. Who was your partner?
I didn't need one, honey.
I got it. Okay.
Hi, Laura.
Daniel? Daniel Wallace?
That'd be me.
Excuse me for 1 second. Come in, won't you?
Oh, here. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hi. I'm Daniel.
Hi. I'm leaving. Kids, why don't we go into the kitchen and find something to
eat.
Oh, good. Okay.
Stinky E and the Toxic Wasters. Oh, I love their music. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I get you anything to drink?
A soda would be nice.
coming right up.
Yes.
It's my sweetie special day, doo-dah. All the doodah. Hey! Wallace! Daniel Wallace!
That'd be me.
Great Caesar's ghost, what are you doing here?
I came to see Laura.
What? You what?
I wanted to give her her birthday gift.
What? You what?
You heard me.
Hold it. Laura Winslow is spoken for, and the language is Urkel.
Are you kidding me?
I'll have you know that I'm Laura's numero uno macho man. I'm her sunshine on a rainy day, the sugar on her cornflakes. I'm her, shall I say, a boy toy.
Hey, look, Urkel. I like Laura. And what I like, I take.
Whoa! Whoa! Take?
Yeah. Girls can't resist me, man. But hey, don't worry. When I get bored with Laura, you can have her back.
Why, you brazen philanderer. You prey on tender and fragile women and break their hearts.
Well, not on purpose. But hey, I gotta admit, you know, it does happen.
Fine, Wallace. Take a shot at Laura. But actually, it's quite brave of you, considering the risk involved.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Laura's got the highly infectious mucus nasalosis inflammicus.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Well, it starts off with a little cough. Then your nasal passages swell, and your nose and your throat slam shut tighter than a clam.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, and then if you sneeze, why, your entire head explodes like a cherry bomb in a cantaloupe.
Hey, babe. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, you know, you could be making this whole thing up.
Good. But if I'm not, the last two words you'll ever say will be, ah, chew.
Sorry I took so long, but I had to push the ice. Where's Daniel?
Now let's see. Which Daniel would that be? There's, if Boone, Rather, Glover.
Wallace.
Gone.
Why? Why did he leave? Why is he not here?
Oh, who knows? You know how flighty those pretty boys are. He might have gotten the idea that he had mucus nasalosis inflammicus and that his head would blow up.
Well, why'd you tell him that?
Because Wallace is a cad, a bounder, while Wolf in designer clothing.
Get out. Get out now.
Here's a thought. Why don't I just leave?
And don't come back. Ever.
Now, you've said that before, and you don't really mean it.
This time, I do. I mean it with every fiber of my being. I don't ever want to see you again. Goodbye.
Hello, honey. Brought you a piece of your cake. You feeling better now? Wonder how Steve is feeling. Laura, honey, don't you think you're a little tough on Steve?
No! He chased away Daniel Wallace. He's the cutest boy in my whole school.
Is this the same Daniel Wallace who dumped Maxine a couple months ago?
Yeah.
You called him a slimy, low-down, womanizing pig boy.
But that was before. Now he's interested in me.
Laura.
Just leave me alone, okay?
See? Now you're pushing me out. That's what happens when you start cutting people off. It becomes a habit. And as the years go by, you start pushing more and more people out of your life. And then all of a sudden, you look around only to find that you're old and alone. Old and alone. Old and alone. Old. And you're 90 years old today. We have to go to 5 different stores to get enough candles for your cake.
What's going on? I mean, when I went to bed, I was 15. I woke up and I'm 90.
Just be thankful you woke up.
I mean, look at me. I got wrinkles, my hair is gray, and I'm slightly larger in the rear end.
Slightly? You could serve dinner for 8 on that butt.
This.
You know what, Hannah?
Harriet.
You look beautiful. Or say you and I go upstairs and fool around, huh?
Don't you remember? We already did.
Yeah?
You were marvelous.
Of course. At what?
Judy! Richie, what happened to you? You're older, but you didn't get any bigger.
We didn't eat our vegetables.
And we stayed up past our bedtime.
Wow, my precious Polly Rip.
Steve!
Oh, I'm glad you weren't upstairs.
Steve, how are you?
Oh, fine, I'm fine. And you? Oh, you're as lovely as ever. Those eyes, that hair, and whoa, mama, what a hiney!
Steve, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm actually glad to see you.
Oh, at my age, I'm glad to see anything. Whoa.
Come on, let's sit down.
Well, easier said than done, but I'll give it a shot.
Sorry I kicked you out of my life.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you and I could.
Yes?
Go out on a date.
Oh! It is so cruel.
Well, what do you mean?
75 long, endless, agonizing years I waited to hear those words. And now, after all that time, just yesterday, I met some chick and got married.
What?
Yoo-hoo, Lulu!
Yes, Stephen, darling?
Lara, Lulu, Lulu, Lara.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Come on. Let's sing Happy Birthday to Lillian.
Lara!
Right.
Happy birthday to you.
Terrible nightmare.
I know. I was whimpering under your window when I heard, so I climbed right up.
Actually, I'm glad.
You are?
Yes. Look, Steve, I shouldn't have kicked you out of my life.
Ah, look, you had a right to be upset. After all, I did use my superior intellect to scare away Daniel Wallace.
Maybe I should have thanked you.
I know he's got that love him and leave him rip. I was just hoping that maybe I'd be different.
All right, you are different. Well, I was afraid that he'd realize that too. And then I'd lose you.
You never had me.
Let's not split hairs.
Okay. Steve, I overreacted. And I'd like you to forgive me.
Wow. An apology? Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I accept. You know, Laura, this is a really special moment. And, well, I think that that we should celebrate it by getting married.
No.
Engaged.
No.
Going steady.
No.
A date.
No.
A kiss.
No.
A handshake.
No.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll take it.